Brian Sartorius, Applications Engineer.
Here we are at AgConnect 2013, and you guys have a visual display of some of the tips, and tell us about them.
What we're showing here is our 6120 droplet size monitor. It's brought the T-Jet catalog in the cab with the user, and it gives him live or her droplet size information as they're going through the field. Helps efficacy of the plants and overall plant health, and gives the operator a better feel for what they're doing.
And certainly the drift concern.
Yeah, the drift is important because everybody wants their product to go on intended targets, not unintended targets. And as droplets get smaller, they're more driftable. And giving the operator more vision of what's happening is important, and that's what the 6120 does.
And do you foresee some changes coming up in this regard, in this type of technology?
We feel this technology is probably ahead of the curve. As chemistries change with herbicides and pesticides, we feel this will be a great tool for chemical companies and growers.
You mentioned to me before the interview that there was a change coming.
We're constantly working with chemical companies, and as their chemistries change, they may require specific droplet sizes, mm-hmm. and the grower will select a nozzle, but it's important that they select the nozzle that's going to give them the right droplet for the label that they're applying.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to tell us about that you're talking with growers about here at AgConnect?
Sure. One of the other big things we're talking about is the Sentry 6140, which is a tip flow monitor. Okay. It'll give the user a visual and audible warning if the tip is blocked. And this product is useful on a spray boom, but then is useful for liquid fertilizer in many different applications.
Okay, to find out more information, if a grower isn't able to come here to AgConnect, where can they go?
You can go to www.tjet.com or visit the many ag shows this winter.